Welcome to the Astral Projection Astral Podcast. Brought to you by Ali Wiley. Hello everyone. Today I'm presenting the first part of a series of five episodes entitled Keys to Control by William Burman. How often do we struggle in the astral with our difficulties, not sure of what to do? Here's part one of William's troubleshooting guide. Based on experience, I found that the more prepared we are for our explorations, the more effectively we can manoeuvre and explore within the non-physical environments. Our physical concepts have little bearing in the non-physical dimensions of the universe. To be effective explorers of consciousness, we must learn the non-physical rules of the road. To assist your explorations, I have detailed an overview of commonly reported situations, events, and challenges. This troubleshooting guide is a result of 4 decades of personal experience and feedback I've received from thousands of people who have had out-of-body experiences. I have provided this information with as little cultural bias as possible. During trance states and out-of-body adventures, it's essential to remain calm and recognise that we are always the power centre of our experiences. This information applies to all inner exploration paths and methods, including meditation, yoga, trance states, shamanic and medicine plant journeys. Enjoy your adventures. Keys to Control, new and revised from Adventures Beyond the Body. Practical advice for serious explorers of consciousness. This applies to all forms of inner exploration and spiritual paths. All self-directing commands of consciousness, such as awareness now, should be concise, powerful, and in the present tense. Now I'm going to talk about some common issues in out-of-body travel and their response. Number 1. Inner vibrations, sometimes intense, accompanied by loud buzzing, humming, or roaring sounds. Any sound, vibration, or energy event that is out of the norm during sleep. You are experiencing the vibrational state, a normal prelude to an OBE. Surrender to the vibrations and allow them to expand or spread throughout your entire being. When the vibrations have reached their peak, immediately direct your full attention away from your physical body. Door now. All commands are thought. Refer to pages 164 and 168 of Adventures Beyond the Body. Number 2. The sensation of rapid inner movement, the experience of being drawn deep within unknown areas of yourself. The inner movement of our consciousness from one energy frequency level to another. This perception of motion is often intense and can be startling if unprepared. You are shifting your awareness inwardly from one energy body to a finer frequency energy vehicle existing within yourself. 3. Catalepsy, or sleep paralysis, the inability to move your physical body. Remain calm, for this is a normal and temporary phenomenon that occurs immediately before or after an out-of-body experience. Our high-frequency energy body is temporarily out of sync with our physical body. This is a positive indication that you are ready to have an OBE and a clear indication of your inner progress. Focus your awareness away from your body to initiate full separation. 4. Returning to the physical body unintentionally. Often caused by random thoughts directed towards your physical body, you must focus your full attention within the non-physical environment and energy body you are experiencing. 5. Blurred vision, or your awareness is unclear or dreamlike. Firmly demand clarity until your perception is clear. Clarity now, or awareness now. Then focus upon a specific item or area within the environment you are exploring. Repeat as needed. 6. A panic attack or feeling of fear or anxiety. Repeat to yourself that you are safe and secure. Surround yourself with an impenetrable wall or globe or protective white light. Refer to The Secret of the Soul, pages 211 to 239 for additional information. Fear-based thoughts would create fearful results. 7. Tunnels, or the perception of any kind of entrance, doors, portholes, cave entrances, windows and openings of all shapes and sizes. This is often our mind's interpretation of a transit point or opening within the energy field dividing two different frequency levels, non-physical energy environments, realities or dimensions. Our perception of this energy opening is influenced by our preconceived beliefs. 8. Heaviness, poor vision, or the inability to move just after separation. This is caused by insufficient conscious awareness present in your current non-physical body. firmly request an immediate enhancement of your awareness within the energy body you are experiencing. Awareness now, and or demand lightness and mobility now, then direct yourself away from your physical body. Door now. 9. Lack of recall after an experience. Firmly demand an enhanced recall of your out-of-body experience. I remember all. This is especially effective if done during the final moment of your out-of-body experience. 10. Experiencing your body as a formless or shapeless form of conscious energy. This may be accompanied with 360-degree perception. This is the normal recognition of our true inner self. We are formless, pure consciousness, currently using our human form for experience. Our natural perception is 360-degrees. Thanks for listening. You can catch up on all the latest from William at www.astralinfo.org. Stay tuned for part 2. And of course, you'll find me at Ali's Astral Lounge at www.astralprojectionlounge.com, bringing you all the best from the astral and beyond.